Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The first black player for the Boston Red Sox has died. Elijah Pumpsy Green joined the team in 1959 when the Red Sox became the final Major League Baseball team to integrate. In a 2012 interview with WBUR, Green recalled the first time he stepped to the plate at Fenway Park.
My nerves was wrecked, for one thing. The first black and all this stuff. And when I was walking up to home plate, I received a standing ovation. And one thing I had in my mind, I didn't want to strike out and have to walk all the way back to the dugout.
Fortunately for Green, he did not return to the dugout. He hit a triple off the left field wall. With us this morning to remember Pumpsy Green is Red Sox historian Gordon Eads. Good morning. Thanks for speaking with WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning, Deborah.
So Green stayed with the Sox for parts of four seasons. He did not start out as an everyday player. Can you tell us about his contributions?
So Pumpsy Green is a player who, on his merits, had a modest career with the Boston Red Sox. I mean, he could play both shortstop and second base. Shortly after his debut with the big leagues, regrettably, he broke his hand tagging out Mickey Mantle of the Yankees at a play at second base. So that set him back some. But he provided the Red Sox some infield depth and of course, made an enormous impact historically, merely by his presence on the roster. Yeah.
We heard him mention about that standing ovation in the beginning here. Was he popular with fans?
You know, it's funny. Pumpsy told me on several occasions when I spoke to him that he never really relaxed while he was in Boston, that he put a lot of pressure on himself. But every day, he said, felt like opening day to him. And yet the fans were very supportive of him while he was here. And more importantly, his teammates were, most notably Ted Williams, the Hall of Famer, who made a point of playing catch with Pumpsy in front of the Red Sox dugout when the team was warming up before games.
Of course, it's not everybody, though. I mean, when Green first went to spring training with the Sox in Arizona, he had to stay at a different hotel than the rest of the team because the team hotel would not allow black guests. I mean, what did he face, you know, on the road and here in Boston in terms of continued discrimination?
He said, and his thoughts were echoed by his wife, Marie, that Their experience in Boston was generally positive. They were befriended by Bill Russell, the great Hall of Fame basketball player for the Celtics when they were in town. And, you know, Pumpsy talked about how when he had a manager, Del Baker, who was using racial epithets within earshot, his teammate Bill Mombouquet, a local guy from Medford, went up to Baker and told him in no uncertain terms to knock it off. So he described his experience here as pretty positive.
You've said that the real curse for the Red Sox, if you will, was the team turning a blind eye to players of color. Now, Green joined the team 12 years after Jackie Robinson broke baseball's color barrier. What kind of legacy did that have on the team, do you think?
Well, think about this, Deborah. The Red Sox gave Jackie Robinson a tryout in 1945, a year before he signed with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And they essentially told him, don't call us, we'll call you. They also had an opportunity to sign a teenage outfielder for the Birmingham Black Barons, a guy by the name of Willie Mays. Do you suppose if Willie Mays had played side by side with Ted Williams in the 50s, that the Red Sox might not have gone 86 years before winning a World Series?
Gordon Eads is historian for the Boston Red Sox. Thanks so much for speaking with us about the late Pumpsy Green. He died last night at the age of 85.
Okay, thank you, Deborah.